Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 211. We're into October now.
Well, we were into October last week, too, but
that's
now
true.
We're in mid-October, and you know, we're still playing baseball, which is doesn't happen
that's
very
a rarity.
Often.
It doesn't happen in the last 20 years or so, right?
21 years, yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. This past week, I went to Pittsburgh for a work trip. I went there in July as well for a marketing on-site, but this was an all-company on-site. And so this is the first time they had done an on-site since before COVID. And before COVID, everyone at the company pretty much worked and lived in Pittsburgh. So now that the company's across 29 different states and like 200 more people have joined the team since COVID started. So it's a much bigger team than they had before and much more wide across. So got to meet a bunch of people that I've only met on Google Meet. And we did a scavenger hunt across Pittsburgh, like a photo scavenger hunt with teams. And yeah, it was fun. It was very tiring, but fun.
Yes. Well, yeah. I haven't been traveling cross country. I just recently, also work related, had a employee appreciation day. Yes. They were giving out basically free lunch and free breakfast. However, I was using that day as a work from home day, so I did not get any of that. But they were also giving out raffles where people got financial or monetary awards,
which you did not win,
and I didn't win that either. So I don't feel appreciated.
They don't appreciate you.
No. Usually they give a like some sort of gift as well. Like the year prior, I got a really nice backpack. So I'm looking for it. In the year before that, I got like a cooking set, like where I got a cutting board,
an apron.
So
and they had like a cooking class, but you didn't go to that. So you just got the material.
Yeah, I got the material. But so I'm looking forward to in the next couple days seeing what physical gift everyone will be getting.
Well, it's probably on your desk at work.
It might be. I'm going in the next day, the next day from me recording this podcast, and I'll see what's nicely presented at my desk.
Watch me nothing.
But for the reason you guys don't know, or you guys do know actually, the Seattle Mariners have made it a little bit further than the previous, I guess, 20 years, 20 seasons ish. 21 seasons. And they are in the playoffs. So I decided to, you know, work with the game on in the background, more or less. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go over, we've had three games. I'm going to go over two of them because those are the more finalized and the more that I'm aware of. So we started off playing against the Blue Jays, and the dynamic of this situation was it was first to two wins. And
the two out of three.
Two out of three, right? And the first, and I believe all three of them were away games.
Yeah.
So we potentially could be going out of the playoffs without ever playing back in Seattle. And that was a dreaded possible result. I'm like, oh no, all these Mariner fans are pumped up and they're never going to see the Mariners at home. But first game, we started off with three runs in the first inning, which was crazy. You know, if you blinked, you might have missed it.
Yeah, I was actually just going over to your apartment during that time. So I did miss three of the four total runs in the entire game.
Yes. Yeah. So starting off, we're already up 3-0. This game was relatively slow paced, as in like not many other runs were scored. We scored one more run in the fifth to get four runs. And then we won the game with a score of 4-0. So that was
a great start.
And that was, I guess, the first win we had since, 21 seasons ago as well in the playoffs. So that was, you know, in the best of three, if you win one game, that goes a lot further than, if it's like a best of seven, or these games are valuable. So coming into the second game now, we had an opportunity to basically close the series out and sweep the series. Exactly. However, two innings in, it was 0-2. I'm like, uh-oh, this isn't looking
good. With the Blue Jays winning, yeah.
With the Blue Jays up 2-0. Then third inning, then it's 3-0. Then the fourth inning, then it's 4-0. Then in the fifth inning, then it's 8-1. So
well, during the eighth inning, we took out our starting pitcher and the new pitcher came in. Immediately hit the first pitch, I think he hit one of the Blue Jays in the head. So that was not a great start.
Yeah.
And then I think he hit maybe one or two more people within the inning.
It was so bad. Like there were already people on base when we brought in this backup pitcher. And then the first pitch, he like hit the person. So they all advanced. So they got a free run basically. Mm-hmm. And then I think he hit someone else as well. So
another
got
free another run.
One. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just awful. And basically by the end of the inning, it was 8-1. We were down by 7 runs. Yeah. But we did not give up. This was a surprise. I was expecting it to, you know, just be endless. But we came back in the sixth inning. We scored 4 more runs just to make the score 8-5. So I'm like, okay, this is somewhat, you know, manageable. You can see a comeback coming. But then, of course, they scored again, making it 9-5. And then the eighth inning happened, and it was crazy. We scored 4 more runs in the eighth inning. Basically,
there was like 3 players running to catch the ball in the outfield, more like 2. And then they almost ran into each other.
Yeah, so there was
the ball.
Right. So there was 2 outs and then we hit a fly ball. So it didn't matter if they caught it or didn't catch it. The base runners were running because if they caught it, the inning was over anyways. So, but the ball dropped in between them all, like you said, and 2 of them collided. Mm-hmm. So that basically let all our runners score and it tied the game up in the ninth inning. And then in the ninth inning, and I'm like, oh my goodness, we are somehow in a position to win this game. And I don't know what the Toronto fans were thinking. They're probably, you know, crying or whatever, or biting their nails because the game hadn't officially ended yet, but they had just blown a huge lead. But in the ninth inning, we scored 1 more run, giving us a score of 10-9. And then we just closed out that lead. We were able to hold on to it. So we officially swept the Toronto Blue Jays and we moved on to the next round,
it was amazing. Probably the best Mariners game I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And there was a new trend that emerged out of this, the rally shoe. You know, a lot of people have the rally cap to, you know, rally the team towards the end of the game. But so there was a bunch of fans watching the Jumbotron at T-Mobile Park. So the game was in Toronto, but there was Mariners fans in Seattle watching at T-Mobile Park. And one of these fans, Ben Cox, he, for some reason, decided to put his Birkenstock on his head. It's his rally shoe. And you know, all of a sudden the TV that we were watching, like, they kept cutting back to T-Mobile Park, and all of a sudden all these people are wearing shoes on their head, and I was like, what is this?
Oh my goodness, what are
and
we
I was
doing?
Like, I went on Twitter and I was like, what it and no one everyone was very confused about what was going on, why people at T-Mobile Park were wearing shoes on their head. Very odd look. I saw one tweet was like, you know, Mariners fans haven't been to the playoffs in 21 years, so they don't know how to properly celebrate. And I'm like,
yeah, people are just losing their mind.
it ended up helping us. And I feel like this is going to be a thing now for Mariners fans. Actually, the Mariners asked the guy who started this if they could have his Birkenstock to put into the Mariners Hall of Fame. So he actually went home with 1 shoe on his foot.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But I for sure anticipate this is going to become a thing in Seattle. And I mean, the Mariners give away a lot of like random stuff for giveaways. And I just feel like there's going to be a hat with a picture of a shoe, or a baseball hat with a like pretend shoe on the top, or something with a shoe on a hat, that they'll be giving away next year. That's just my prediction. We'll come back to this podcast when I'm right. But yeah, I did not understand what was going on for most of that game, what was going on at T-Mobile Park, at least. But yeah, it was such a good game and a great way to, you know, start the weekend. That was Saturday. And so I was like, don't have to watch another game on Sunday. Freed up, you know, 3-4 hours of your day right there, because we just swept the Blue Jays. And then today, Tuesday, we played against the Astros.
Yes.
Our luck changed a little bit at the end.
Yeah. So once again, we started off doing really well. We were winning the entire game up until two outs in the ninth inning. And going into that, we were up by three runs. So I'm thinking, and I'm sure you were thinking too, Mary, okay, three runs, we have to get three outs, we got this. But we ended up actually losing the game.
So let me tell you how it went. I was, you know, working most of the game, but was watching the game in the background. And then, you know, all of a sudden, it's like the ninth inning, I glance over, I'm like, okay, it's like 7-5 when I glanced at the score. We were ahead. I'm like, gotcha. Like, there's one out. I'm like, okay, cool. Then I went back to talking to my coworker on Google Meet. And then all of a sudden I glance over at the TV and the Astros are celebrating. Like, I was like, wait, what happened? I was like, oh, shoot. How did that happen? The Mariners lost.
Because you go into it. You're like, okay, the Mariners got this.
Well, I was in the middle of working, so I couldn't put all my focus on what was going on in the game. Like, great, exactly. They're ahead. There's one out left in the bottom of the ninth. Done. Go back to working. And then a few minutes later, I'm like, oh, the Astros are celebrating. Wait, what?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Like, some of these sports games, like, show, like, you know, the inning and like the win probability.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were at 95% and then it just goes all the way down to 0%.
Well, because it's the last out of the last
inning. Yeah. There's nothing else that can happen after that. Yeah. You've lost the game basically. So yeah. We lost our first game of the series 8-7 to the Houston Astros. Houston was playing at home. Now this series, unlike the previous series, it's a best of five. So it's first to three wins. So we will be getting a home game at least once. The third game will be our home game. So let's
on my birthday.
On your birthday. And you know what? We're down a game, which kind of sucks. But if we can split their home games and come back with like a 1-1 series you know, score, that I'll take that, because then we'll be just basically going into a best of three series with a couple home games for us. So that's all we have to focus on. We have to focus on not blowing our leads.
Would have been real nice if we just won today, though.
Yeah, they scored a total of five runs in the last two innings, so we didn't score any. So you just really have to, every inning counts, you know, like two runs here, three runs there, and bam.
I wasn't watching the game as closely, but were people putting rally shoes on their head this time?
I did see a couple people. It wasn't flashing to T-Mobile Park. I don't know if they were having the watch party.
Well, again, it's the middle of the workday this time, and before it was on Saturday.
Right.
So today's game was at 12:30 on a Tuesday. So, you know, people are just kind of having the game on in the background while they're working. No time to like go all the way to T-Mobile Park and put a shoe on their head. So people just had to. So we don't actually know if fans were doing it or not at this point.
Yeah, I think they did flash to one person in the stadium doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're doing the watch party like they did the previous series.
Yeah, I'm sure they could do it again in the future, but only on a weekend, because I mean, not as many people can come on a Tuesday midday.
Yeah, just to watch remotely, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of a big bummer, but you know, it's okay. Like you said, we can win the game on Thursday and then we're back to square one, basically tied in the series. So yeah, Thursday's games in Houston, and then the rest of the series on Saturday. The game is in Seattle, potentially, if we need another game, Seattle on Sunday, and then back to Houston on Monday if that game's necessary.
So we're not out of it. In fact, we were looking very good for seven of the nine innings.
We need to play all nine, though.
We need to play all nine. So we'll look forward to that next game, which is this coming Thursday.
Yeah. Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSS podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. Well, another thing in the news, kind of a different type of sport, chess.
Yes.
Now, one time in college, Brian told me he was like the best chess player in California. And I was really?
No.
And then you had to, you revised your statement. Back. And you said, I was the best chess player at my high school. I'm like, yeah, that's very different to say. But needless to say, I have only played chess a handful of times. Brian has been trying to teach me. Not that great at it. Brian is the chess master of Westlake High School in 2012. There's no plaque or anything of that.
No, there's no evidence of this, you know. So
we have to just take his word.
Take it as you will. Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
So there was some new chess news out in the world, and it's kind of a scandal. So basically, the world champion, whose name is Magnus Carlsen. You may or may not have heard that name before.
Heard that name before.
Okay. But he is basically the number one player in the world. He was playing against a 19-year-old American by the name of Hans Niemann. And you might hear that name more and more frequently. And basically, they were playing an online match. And Niemann upset and beat Carlsen. And this was very shocking because he was the number one chess player. And he lost to a 19-year-old. And the manner in which he lost was very shocking, and that instantly produced rumors of potential cheating. And
because the number one player in the world lost, they're like, he must be a cheater.
Well, the number one player lost in a certain way that it looked weird for someone of the other person's skill level to beat him, and it produced online internet rumors that he had been using a sex toy to aid him in his chess games. Now you may wonder, how exactly does that work? What's going on here? So basically the theory and the accusation is there are chess like machines and bots that will play the game for you, right?
Computers,
that'll tell you what the ideal move is, and there it would, this sex toy basically vibrate within you, and it will tell you like a code on where to move your piece,
like Morse code.
Well, not a sort I know, of I know, so, I know sort of so chess is laid out by like columns and rows, and there's a grid. So like A1 would be a square and A2 would be a square. So the theory is there'd be one buzz per letter. So A1 would be buzz, buzz. And then to A2 would be, one buzz and then followed by two buzzes. So that's the theory. And so chess.com ended up doing a review of this player who actually had admitted to cheating as a teen, like a younger teenager when he was 12, and they had released 72 pages of investigations.
Wow.
And that he likely cheated more than 100 times in his career so far. And basically this is, and how they determined this was analyzing his moves, comparing it to, the machines, what the machine would have done. And it was almost identical in most cases. So
is there not any way that a human would ever be able to?
Right. That's a good question, Mary. And it turns out that the best human chess players get about 70, 75% accuracy to what the computer would do. but this was basically above their threshold of reasonableness that they're like, okay, something's off here.
He's too perfect.
Now he's denied this. And since then he said, if you want me to play in a closed box with zero electronic transmission, I don't care. I'm just here to win games. If you want me to strip fully naked, I will do it just to show you how clean I am. So this is kind of wild, the little chess community is just kind of blowing up over this, that it actually made national news. And it just comes as kind of a funny story as well.
Are you part of the chess community?
No, I'm not. But it did reach, mainstream news.
Okay. So you didn't know about this till it hit mainstream news. So you're not an actual,
Well, I'm just so well informed that I probably knew about it before it hit mainstream news, but it hit.
You know why you probably heard about it? Because, Facebook algorithm probably found it for you. Yes. Well, you were not seeking out chess news.
I wasn't seeking out chess news. I just basically am well informed, and the algorithm of Facebook kind of put it in front of me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what is kind of funny is this guy, this Niemann, had a chess championship event to go to. And when he showed up to the event, they had security people basically having the wands that they wave over
TSA,
your body. TSA. So they were doing it all over his arms, his legs, and there's a video of it going near his behind. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh no, that's embarrassing.
And then they obviously he was not going to cheat in that game, even if he had cheated before.
No, I mean, he better not. I mean, would be terrible.
That'd be stupid.
That'd be very stupid. But basically he's on notice and everyone is watching him. So that is just a funny story. And it is based on the research, it looks like either he's significantly better than every other human out there, or he has been receiving some sort of assistance from a chess engine, that's what they're called, that will basically give the user suggested moves. And one other funny thing that I found was kind of humorous is some of the people that watch his stream, he streamed some of his chess games, said they noticed a buzzing sound in the background.
That could be anything.
Yeah, that could be anything. So, we'll just take it as you will. So the chess world is being rocked by this scandal. We'll see what happens in the next couple of his matches. I probably won't be aware of this. But if it does continue to make national news, I'm sure everyone's going to hear about it too.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Facebook will follow up with you since you've probably clicked on every article.
Yeah, I have. I've clicked on five articles.
Please show me more about the chess controversy, Facebook.
Yes, exactly. And they do a good job of continuously showing you what you've clicked on. So
yeah,
I will probably get the update on this story.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my story for you guys. It's pretty humorous. And, yeah, you don't really hear about people cheating at chess anymore.
Well,
of their games are online and remote, so it's hard to verify. But
yeah, that's what I watched a video about how it is potentially easier, obviously easier to cheat on online chess than in person, because you could have another screen, or you could have someone typing something to you or something like that, and the other player on the other side would never know. There's lots of ways to potentially cheat, but
exactly
unique one.
But that one is probably the most invasive way to cheat. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And then for our last story, I wanted to talk about the name, image, and likeness, the NIL deals. We talked about it last week with Drew Timmy, and how lots of college athletes are benefiting from it. Like we said last week, some college athletes are actually making more money than they would if they had decided to go to the NBA. I saw a story from Reese's, chocolate, Halloween's right around the corner. Reese's University, which is a fake university, but they've been having this ongoing ads for Reese's University all year. They have a new NIL deal in with several college football players. And they're going to be about to get a lot of chocolate and peanut butter. So what they did is they actually found a bunch of college football players with the last name Reese And those are the people they chose to give an NIL deal. So they signed 12 college athletes, and they're basically getting every fan's dream contract, including Reese's footballs and cups for the season and lots of gear, lots of Reese's gear just for having the last name Reese, which is a
pretty I wonder fun. If they actually get some candy, some chocolate.
Yeah, so they get a Reese chain, an ambassador's only gold chain and pendant. They get a custom game day blazer. It's a custom blazer with orange team Reese.
Oh my gosh.
They get cuff links, a pair of custom cuff links, but cup links as Reese's cup in the legendary cup shape. And they also get a football locker fridge, a mini fridge custom made to fit into a locker to keep Reese's footballs at the perfect temperature.
Oh, that's now that is a real deal right there. I the other stuff was like low value on my mind, but a little mini fridge that will keep your chocolate cool. I like it.
Yeah. So they signed, you know, they didn't care. The athletes were, you know, freshmen to seniors. If your last name was Reese, then they signed you to this NIL deal. And so the lineup includes Andrew Reese from Delaware State, Brody Reese from University of Tulsa. We got a Duke, Michael Reese from Duke University. Just several, 12 people with the last name Reese.
Wow. That's a lot.
Must yeah, I mean, it's pretty unique, and you know, they'll be sharing, you know, this NIL deal on their social media accounts. All these players will throughout the season, so I guess it's a good way to promote Reese's. I don't know if they have an issue selling Reese's at this time of the year because, again, Halloween. But I guess promoting it, and like they said, they're promoting their football shaped Reese's peanut butter cups.
That's great. I think that's funny. You know, they actually might get some value out of it because, you know, when Halloween comes along, people are like, I need to get candy, but I'm not sure what candy to get. And then you kind of just, you know, it's just random on how you get the candy. Now, you know, with a little bit extra marketing, you know, people might be reaching for the Reese's cups a little bit faster than a different candy.
But I mean, Reese's are like my favorite candy. So
okay, Mary. Well, some people,
But also sometimes people don't get Reese's peanut butter cups for trick-or-treaters because of peanut allergies. So,
oh, that's true. You don't want to accidentally kill your neighbor. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty funny story. Sometimes, you know, they seek out athletes based on their
skills,
their performance, their skills, their social media presence. Their, you know, Drew Timmy got a deal with Dollar Shave Club because of his mustache, but these people, they just probably were approached by Reese's because their last name is Reese.
So yeah, I mean, what a lucky day for them.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say that they have any like monetary value to this NIL deal, but at least they get, you know, a fridge full of Reese's for their locker.
Nice. I'd be happy to. No, you know what, actually I probably wouldn't change my last name just for that deal.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they can't maybe too late at that point. These people probably weren't aware that they were going to be seeked out because
that's last name true Reese. That must have been a great surprise though.
Especially if you're like a freshman or, you know, some player that doesn't even play that much. Like, oh yeah, sure, I'll take an NIL deal with Reese's.
Yeah, I mean, some of these freshmen really need like their some furniture, these little mini fridges. So
yeah,
very good deal.
Yeah, that's all we have for this week. But yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.